Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Big Party Show. You can hit us up, bpscrasher at gmail.com and 402-915-0962. Shall we just start with the motivation? You have one left.
Salmon.
All right, let's salmon it. Let's see what
today's
this is.
Daily affirmation isn't even an affirmation. I'm just telling you to be a menace today. Just be a problem. Go absolutely feral. Be the weirdest, scariest, most beautiful thing anybody's ever seen today as a treat.
There you go.
I relate with that woman's hair. I feel like that most days.
Yeah,
I straightened it today.
I know it looks good. It looks different. I'm not used to that. Now, how long does it take for you to straighten your hair?
It's a two-part process. First, I have to blow dry it, and then I have to flat iron it. Because even when I blow dry it, it doesn't get as straight as I'd like it. So then I go in with the flat iron.
That's pretty nice. So it is. It does take a time time span.
Yeah,
then.
This isn't wash and go hair. This is I took a minute.
What do you like the best? What do you like the most? What do you think?
I like the fact that I can go back and forth.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes I feel like straight hair. Sometimes I feel like it. I went out. I had dinner with some friends on Sunday, and they hadn't seen me in a really long time, and I had straightened my hair. They're like, I don't know when the last time I saw you with straight hair was. I was like, well, look at this.
Pretending, oh, really?
Pretending to be a grown-up.
It looks good. You got a part down the side, kind of. Yeah. I don't remember seeing your hair like this much. You normally have that right out of the shower bed head looking because, you know, we're on camera.
Because I really like to dress it up for the people who watch on YouTube.
Yeah,
as
you
your
do.
Punishment
You're
for watching the show.
Yeah. All right. So we've been getting names. People entered into that Jeff Dunham show.
Yes.
That's on Saturday. These are the winners. And, of course, we'll reach out to you if we just hang tough. It's Jordan Graham is one winner. Congratulations, Jordan. Chelsea Kinkle is the other winner. And then Christy Cook is the other winner. So congratulations, Party Crashers. You are in like Flynn.
Enjoy the show.
Guess what row they're in? They're I think they're in the 14th row. So they're in a good – they have good seats.
Yeah, that is those good seats.
Right on those the floor too. So – yeah, that's what we do. Magic man right over here. That's what we do. I'm surprised you don't have a Starbucks cup in your hand or something.
Oh, trust me. I got the email and I was like, really? This is my – okay, here is my complaint.
Okay.
The one thing that I keep waiting for them to bring back and they keep not doing it is the eggnog latte. Give me – an eggnog latte. What? Why is this so difficult? They did it years ago and they've never brought it back and it drives me crazy. There's a hack that you can order a certain drink a certain way and it'll taste like the eggnog latte, but they don't have an eggnog latte anymore.
Now, do those hacks really work? I mean, I know they have all these hacks. They have hacks at McDonald's. They have these and there and like secret menu deal.
Yeah.
Do they really have those? I just figured that was just a lie or something. But help us out. If you've ever gone into a place and done a secret menu, drop us a message at 402-915-0962 or bpscrasher at Gmail. Because it's always out there. You know, it's always all over the videos and TikTok. But I never – I mean, I just don't have the cojones to walk into a McDonald's and ask for a gallon size thing of French fries. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, those hacks I'm never quite sure about where you're like, you can go ahead and do this. You're more that person where you ordered things and you're like, here's a sly way of getting fresh fries, order it without salt or what have you. Like you've always got some like insider.
I saw some guy there on some thread on Facebook. They're talking about the Broncos. They have a like a breakfast sandwich that everybody's ranting and raving about, and it's all day long. I mean, think about that. Everyone's like, oh, my God, it's all day long.
All day breakfast.
Anyway, someone brought up the fries there at Broncos.
Okay.
And I've eaten there a few times. It's just not on my radar, the directions I go. But it seems like they have almost everything there. So somebody in the feed had said, You got to get the fries extra crispy. That's a thing. Most people do it.
Okay.
And then if you order with no salt, then it won't be as soggy and it'll be fresher. And then when you get to the table, just put salt on it. I'm like, is this guy my best friend?
You're like, who are you? Can we meet for special fries?
Because that's my thing.
Yeah, it is. Somebody's that is my stealing thing. Your bit.
I know. Maybe that's what it was. They stole the bit. Yeah. But yeah. So I'm like, okay. Like, now I so badly want to go to Broncos, though. I'm not going to lie. When's the last time you ate at that joint?
This summer.
Oh, you did do it. Mm-hmm. Now, do you just get the burgers? Or I mean, that place is unique. I went on the menu.
We got burgers for the kids. I just had fries.
Okay. Because you can buy like a 20-pack of food
there.
And yeah, they have different sizes. I'm like thinking for a party or something. What a great idea.
Yeah.
It's like $100 for 20, but that's about bad. The cost anyway.
Yeah.
Sadly enough, I wanted to do it and just try to eat 20 meals, try to get clicks.
You're like, hey. It's like, good God. What can't he eat? We went to one because, when I'm in town, I always stay in Dundee. And so we went to the one down there by Saddle Creek, on Leavenworth. And we were like showing support because Leavenworth was all torn up.
Yeah, it still is.
And so that was the thing. It was like, we're still open. So we're like, let's go. I feel bad. Like they're torn up. People don't know that you can like still turn in there and get food. So we went there one day for lunch just through the drive-thru.
Yeah, what a deal. That whole streetcar, I don't know if that's part of it, but the streetcar down there, I'm really surprised that some of these businesses are in fact surviving, because it's hard to get to anything. Like Dana at Sergeant Pfeffer's, she was having such a hard time, and that wasn't even the streetcar. That was just a
revitalization
in Dundee, and that could have put her out of business. It's like, the city, I understand we got to do stuff, but we also got to think ahead.
That was the Saddle
Creek
corridor. Yes. That was the Dundee Creek one.
No, that's what I said. It was not the street car on that. That was just the Dundee area that they were redoing. But the streetcar area downtown is a mess.
Yes.
It's a mess. Everything's all closed up. These poor restaurants in Blackstone and so on and so forth. I just love how the fact that we decided to do this thing.
Did we?
Yes. Well, we didn't, but they decided to do this thing.
Did we?
And then in the middle of it, they're like, maybe it's a bad idea. But then what happened was then all of a sudden they're like, well, we got to do it now because we've already put millions of dollars in it. Yes, we do. You can't just stop it. Yeah. Okay. What a mess that has been for people and businesses.
And everybody's irked about it. Like, I don't think I've talked to a single person who's like, you know what? I'm excited about that streetcar. Like, I don't think to a person. And I mean, I'm talking from all walks of life, like people who, would take public transportation. They're like, it's not public. I mean, it's not.
I don't know if I'll ever take it.
I don't know how we got sold this bill of goods, but it is such a waste of resources. It is such a
lot of money. A ton of money.
Wrecking a whole corridor of small businesses. I mean, I know. They're saying, well, this is just a blip. And then once once it's up and running, it's not going to make any difference. No one's going to ride this thing.
So is it going to be like the San Francisco Treat, the trolley like that?
Yeah, exactly like that. Because that's what you think of when you think of Omaha.
It's a trolley. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Is that the idea? So we can just jump off it as it's running? I mean, that would be cool. I mean, it'd be dangerous, but
right into traffic. There he goes. Oh,
but anyway. So yeah, there's our complaint for the day. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of more.
Just one of many.
All right. So we got a message.
Go ahead.
No, you go. Since we're talking about what? Go ahead.
Since we're talking about fast food, I just wanted to tell you about this crazy thing that's going on out east. They're doing a Taco Bell 50K. So 50 kilometers, which is 31 miles, is like the smallest ultra marathon you can do. You know, those people that like even like a normal marathon isn't enough. So the idea is that they're running this 50K through like Virginia into DC. They have 11 hours to finish it. And they're stopping and eating at 9 Taco Bells.
Are they really? Okay.
Yes, during the run. So you're running 31 miles and you're eating Taco Bell. Menu items from Taco Bell.
Wow.
And there are certain things you have to eat. Like by
on the menu?
Yeah. Okay. Within the first four stops, you have to have had a Crunchwrap Supreme, which I'm like, that's a gut bomb, even if you're not running.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. You're right. That's a good one. But what's the other ones?
And then the other one is by the time you get to the eighth stop, you have had to have had a Chalupa Supreme. You've got to have like a Nachos Bel Grande, a burrito Supreme. I mean, none of these.
How do you run with a Nachos Bel Grande?
Well, that's the other thing. I'm like, doesn't that stop the momentum when you have to go in? I mean, usually you're in it. You know what I mean? Like you're tunnel vision, you're running until you stop. So the idea that you're running this and then stopping nine different times because you have to go into the store and order, because at the end of the race, they need to see proof of purchase. So you need to have nine receipts and nine wrappings.
To win it. Like, this is what I have.
Yeah. To qualify for whatever the grand prize is.
This must be catching on, because I'm looking at it right now and it's exactly what you described it as. Mm-hmm. But I think it started, it says here they did it in Denver on the 15th, the first one, but that wasn't the first one. This thing started in like 2018. So they just have, and this one in Denver falls on Taco Day.
That's funny.
Yeah, so not funny. Guys, it's like, why not? So
these guys cited the Denver one. They were like, they heard about the Denver one and they thought they're super marathoners and they live in DC. And they're like, let's do one here. It's not sponsored by Taco Bell. They reached out. They spoke to Taco Bell just to let them know, because they have like 350 people that have signed up to do this thing. I'm like, really? I can't believe that. So 350 people stopping by nine area Taco Bells, they let Taco Bell know. Like, they're like, hey, you're going to get an influx of people running into your store, wanting something quick and then leaving.
I guess there's no prize money on this thing. It's just a challenge.
There is a prize. They won't say what it is. They're like, yeah, there'll be some, you know, whatever.
Something. Wins. Okay. Yeah. Because Denver didn't, I guess they didn't do any prizes. But, well, God, I mean, I would love to. I mean, how much heaving? But these are in shape people. If you're able to run 30 miles, then you'll be able to eat.
About this kind of food. I mean, you see them eating, but it's usually those protein gels. You know, like you'll see them and they'll do those. I mean,
I don't know. I don't watch marathon as much. But I'd imagine they did the gels and the drinks and all that stuff.
I mean, they don't usually have like food
pizza.
Food. Yeah. Like they're just like eating something quick and it's usually goop. Like it's this gross stuff that you just like suck the packet and then you just throw it.
Yeah.
So the idea that you're stopping and having a Chalupa Supreme and then running 30 miles, I hope they have trash cans.
Place. Yes, because I mean, if I was going to eat all of that in a day, I would be nap time. It's not running. I couldn't imagine running after eating a Crunchwrap Supreme. That's pretty thick, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a meal.
Those are those big octagon things.
Yeah.
And then keep in mind.
What's your favorite? Do you like those? Because I think you
like
told
those.
Me you did.
I do.
And I went and got one and I was not as.
You didn't.
No, I did. I went and got one.
No, I'm saying I thought you didn't like it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I said I didn't like it. I was sadly disappointed because this was the way it was made. It was not quality Taco Bell food that I had imagined it to be. You know what I mean? It was just poorly made. It's like they rushed on it and they didn't do it like I expected it. I should have just told them it was my first time. I should have through the drive through said, hey, I want a Chalupa Supreme or what is that called again?
Crunchwrap Supreme.
Crunchwrap Supreme. I've never had it before. I am so excited to eat this. Can you make the best one possible?
You're like, we don't care, Paul. So what? Get a life.
Get a life, fat ass.
Get a life, would you? And pull around to the window.
Yeah. I think we should all do that. I mean, that's that whole verbiage. It's the whole adage.
They're like, Mike, we saw you here yesterday, yes, and you ordered the exact same thing.
And you said the same thing. The whole thing. It's like you get screwed in the drive-thru. You know, there's many a times I've gotten a Diet Coke at a drive-thru, right? Okay. And it's not carbonated good enough. So, meaning it just has no flavor to it. Have you ever had that before? Mm-mm. When you did something ran out of it. I don't know how the Coke machines work.
Like they ran out of the juice or whatever.
Juice or something.
Just, yeah.
And so it was just carbonation. And so instead of, and that was like a $3-4 deal. So instead of just driving around and complaining, I just drank it. I don't know what I'm getting at. I want to bitch about something.
You're in a mood.
I am in a mood.
Do you want to talk about that? What's going on?
I don't know. It's just one of those days. Just one of those days. But no, I'm not in a terrible mood.
No, but you're in a, you're like in a like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just think that maybe we should, through the drive-thru, connect a little bit more with the person behind the microphone.
The person behind the microphone is disagreeing with you. Like, this is about, there's a reason they put me on drive-through. I can't be around people.
Well, don't make me apply, because I will go apply and I will sit at a drive-through and welcome people with a smile. Like
there's a
does.
Reason I went to the drive-thru. I wanted this to be quick. And you're like, so what's your favorite color? I'm not giving you your bag until you tell me something fun about your day.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be fun?
People would be blowing their tops in the car. Like, oh, my God. Like, what was this new human day? Like, did you see?
That would be 100% fun, I think. You don't ever. I mean, I like the people at Culver's. They're always like so thankful and nice. I know that's the Wisconsin way. Mm-hmm. Whereas you go to some other fast food, it's just not like that. The Taco Bell by my house, there's a guy that works there. That's super cool. And so this old lady, too, she just always looks deep into my eyes. I always feel like that she's going she's going to want some of this. But I'm married. I'm taken. Anyway, so yeah.
Turns out she has glaucoma, and the only way she can see is if she really, really stares. And you're like, lady, stop it. No. This man is taken.
You can tell when somebody is somehow attracted by the way they look into your eyes. Mm. Come on. You can't, you don't, you've never made that look into someone's eyes, deep into their eyes.
Only
of course
my husband.
You haven't. Only your husband.
Never to anyone else.
Sure, sure. All right, so we got a message from, we'll pick this back up, from Pat. All right, this is for actually for you, Molly. It's like a cuss jar. So he sent it just for Molly. That's a cuss jar, a swear jar with a couple quarters in it, and there's another jar next to it saying, telling people about my cats when I wasn't asked to jar, and it's full of cash. Thank you, Pat.
How dare you, Pat? Based on this, I feel like you've asked me about my cat. How's he doing? Great.
Yeah, yeah. How's that shirt going? Ask me about my cat. I think it's,
you know, it's
he
been chilly,
it, you know?
So when I wear it, okay. I always have a sweater over it. So I need to get a sweatshirt is basically what I need to do, on account of the fact that I want to still be asked about my cat.
I mean, our shirts work. They drum up conversation. I mean, Employee of the Month works every time. It's a weird thing to wear. No, you wouldn't actually. Not yet. Nope. Hey, this is not Employee of the Month attitude, by the way. It's not. So, and that's coming up in a couple. Oh, my God. 10 more days.
10.
I got to figure something out. The most popular baby names came out.
Ooh, lay them on me.
Yeah.
I love me some babies.
Yeah, you do. It's a repeat.
Okay.
Olivia and Amelia.
Okay.
It goes Olivia, Amelia, Sophia, Emma. It's always like the same names. Isabel, Charlotte, Eliana. I like that name. Eliana.
Eliana.
Eliana. Ellie, Aurora. I like Aurora. And then Mia.
Aurora. And Mia?
You know. Yeah, and Mia. And then it's the same things with the dudes. I mean, so Liam, Olivia,
Noah,
I believe is
Michael.
Yes, Noah, Liam. No, Michael hasn't been on for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would celebrate that. The names are different. They're not your traditional names on both lists. You got Noah, Liam, Oliver.
Okay.
We have an Oliver. Mm-hmm. I don't know many Olivers, though. Do you know many Olivers?
I know at least two other Olivers. My son's one of my son's best friends is Oliver.
Okay. Elijah.
Uh-huh.
That's a fun name.
Yeah.
Mateo.
Oh, I love Mateo.
I wonder where that comes from. Mateo.
It's
Mateo.
Latin.
What's that?
It's Latin. My girlfriend, her little guy, we threw a baby shower. They're from Bolivia and his name's Mateo.
That's a great name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, then you have Levi.
Ooh, that's in some Old Testament. Levi.
Yes, it is. Wow. I know one Levi I met before. Lucas. I know a couple of Lucases. These are all great names. Ezra.
Oh, I
he's
love
number eight.
Ezra.
Asher. Hey, Asher, get your ass over here. Do the dishes. Luca.
Luca.
Luca. I do know a Luca. That's a good one. So there you go. Noah and Olivia. I think those are repeats for the top.
Those have been the top for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see Molly's, you don't see Mary's, mm-hmm. you don't see Michael's, you don't see Mike's. It's all these other different types of names. I wonder why that is. I mean, we got our producer, Brock. That's an interesting name. I love that name.
Mm-hmm.
I only know one. I know one Brock, and that's the guy. Brock, where does that come from? Do you know? I know you can't hear, but. What's
where
the
did
origin?
Brock come from?
How did you get it? Yeah. How did you get the name? Okay.
Named
so it's
after
a soap opera star. Okay.
Okay. You got one of those things going. Got it.
Yeah, because it says Wylene's name. That's two names put together. I don't remember where that story came from. The sweet
what
Wylene.
What are the two names?
I don't remember what the two names are because they have seven. She's one of seven.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a Dan. There's Adam. There's Katie, you know, but then you have Wylene, which is two different names put together. Someone in their family, maybe grandparents or something. I don't know.
You got to find out what the two names were.
I just can't remember. I've heard it before. It just escapes my mind. But all the normal names are just gone, it seems like.
I guess this will be the new, you know, when these guys get older, they'll be like, nobody's named Noah anymore. Remember when we were growing up, there were like a million Noahs, you know what I'm saying? Like it kind of goes in waves. I feel like, I think that there'll be this resurgence of older names because people a lot of times will name someone after someone in their family, you know,
like, yeah.
I mean, we named Mara on account of the fact that we have a million Marys. I'm a Mary. My godmother, my mom's twin is a Mary.
Where does Molly come from? If you're
it's
a Mary.
It's a nickname.
Okay.
It's like a nickname. So, I mean,
where did that come from though? Molly, where did that come from?
It's a nickname for Mary. It's like an Irish nickname, Molly.
Oh, it is? That's like, mm-hmm. okay, it's a nickname from the original name Mary.
Like, you know
okay.
how like you'd be like a Jenny, but your name's Jennifer. I'm a like Molly, but my name's Mary.
I didn't know that's different because I know there's mm-hmm. a Pat Patrick, Mike Michael, there's a Pete Peter, and then there's Mary Molly. That doesn't seem like it fits. I mean, I get it, but it doesn't.
Well, think about jive like this, like you know else. How somebody's Jimmy, but it's James.
So it's still James Jimmy, still the same. I mean, but I think the better comparison would be Richard.
Oh,
there's Richard Rick Dick. Richard Rick Dick. Richard Rick Dick.
Where did that happen? Where did that God. Left turn go?
I got to be honest with you. Do you know any Dicks? You like that name, Dick?
Do I? Do I know any?
What are you trying to say? I'm not a Dick. I'm
like,
a party.
I'm a
Michael. I'm a Mike. Not a like, Dick.
Some days. Some days you channel your inner dick.
No, I can't. Well, you can be a dick too.
Oh,
dick
absolutely.
Is not just dicks aren't no. just for males.
No,
dicks are intended
can be
for women too.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I know? I have known
a dick,
dicks, but I don't. They're older. They're like my grandparents' friends.
Yes, my buddy.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, no. There's one that's one of my dad's friends.
Well, they're older.
He's Dick. But yeah, like, but I'm saying no one, not a contemporary. Like, I don't know anybody where I'm like, you know what? I went to high school with, or I went to grade school with, I don't know anything like that. Like, I went to grade school with, and his dad was named Dick, but like, yeah. I don't have any.
There, I'm pretty sure. I mean, call us or email us if I'm wrong. Mm. I'm pretty sure there are only old dicks and no young dicks. I'm pretty sure of it.
You're like, there's only a handful of dicks out there. Just yeah. A handful of old dicks hanging around.
They're just so a handful stupid. Of dicks.
So
I know.
Stupid.
But hey, that is an interesting name. But it's also because my, you know, yeah, it's just Dick. I mean, if you're named Richard, why would you go with the nickname Dick?
I don't know. I don't know where that came from. I really don't.
I think anybody that is named
Dick. I don't know
Dick,
anybody named Richard, though, either. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, note to that. I did know a Rich in high school. I did know one.
I did too.
And his Richie. Name was Rich. I mean, but it was like probably short for Richard. But I'm just saying, like, he didn't go by the D. He went by the R.
Okay.
He was real Rich.
Yes.
Not a dick.
Yeah. I mean, the name, it's all in a name. I mean, I, every dick that I've met it isn't actually one. You know what I mean?
How many have you met?
A couple.
How many have you set eyes on?
A couple. They're a nice people, Molly.
Oh, people, right.
Yeah. I wonder how many people in the United States has that name.
I don't know. That's like a Social Security, you know, when they come out with the breakdown. Yeah. Yeah,
but we're not offending a dick out there. I mean, I think there's no exact number. It says
I don't think you've gotten this far in life where you're listening to this show and been like, oh, I have never heard anyone comment on my name.
Okay, like, it says here. It says
if you got out of grade school, you heard it at least once.
Yeah, so it says here it was a very popular name in the mid 20th century.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and then. Now it's most commonly a nickname for Richard. Yet, like we said, I just don't understand where Dick comes from when you call someone Richard. That's. But anyway, you're Molly Mary, Richard mm-hmm. Dick. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm mm-hmm. trying to get at right here. So yeah, welcome to Dick Talk. It's a new hot podcast where all we talk
exactly.
about is
we're
dicks.
Not talking about food.
We're not Guess talking what? About yeah, talking about names here. Hot Toy Hall of Fame came out. Did you see it?
No. I've been waiting for you to tell me about it. I wanted to be surprised.
It's Trivia Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit?
Yeah, Trivial Pursuit. That made it in there. Everyone's asking, I mean, like, well, what about Connect Four?
What about it?
Yeah, what about Connect Four? Maybe next
year. It'll have its moment. Come on.
Then you got Battleship. Battleship.
Ooh, that's a fun
I'm surprised
one.
Those weren't in there. At least Battleship. Battleship's like, that goes way back.
Yeah, but they have like.
That isn't it?
Jump rope. I mean, like there are things where it's, you know, tic-tac-toe hasn't won or whatever. I'm just saying there are a lot of toys and games out there that have.
Yeah, they are. I'm just saying that thing has been around forever. And then the third one that got entered is mm-hmm. Slime. Oh, slime.
The worst.
Is it? I never played. I just remember people, the
kids
little
would
ones
get it for,
were
like
making
birthdays,
it.
You know, somebody would be like, hey, and then you'd open up the gift and there'd be slime in there. You're like, no, I got to make that disappear.
Wasn't like there a thing? There's a thing where people were making slime.
Mm-hmm.
Remember
like
that?
Glue and glitter. And yeah, I've been to slime making parties.
Oh,
that
you
was
have?
Another birthday party thing. And I was like, well, that stays here. Like, yeah, we went to somebody's house. They're like, we're having a slime making party. And I was like, well, that slime is not leaving this house. That
really?
Is one of those things. Oh, I hated it. Anytime the kids got gifted it, woo, that got spirited away in the night. Where'd that go? I don't know.
What's your hang up on slime? Is it just get everywhere?
It's disgusting.
Or something?
It gets everywhere and you can't get it out. And kids don't have the wherewithal to be like, don't play with slime on the couch or don't play with slime on the carpet. Like, they don't sit at a table and play with slime. Slime finds its way all over. Okay. You're like, why is this? What were you? It's like, I don't know. Slime. Yeah. You're like, So so you just made it bibbidi bobbidi boo. Bye.
Well, now it's in the Hall of Fame now. So congratulations, slime.
There's all sorts of stuff that parents, you know, it's only until you become a parent that you realize, you know, things get lost in the laundry.
Yeah.
Stuff just gets, I don't know where that got put. I know exactly where it got put. It got put in the garbage. It got taken out to the street.
You mentioned laundry. Mm. I am the worst at laundry. I'm supposed to check the pockets. I don't check pockets. Well, don't you check pockets?
Yeah.
I know.
Kleenex gets in there. It's gross.
Well, it's not at the Kleenex. It's the chapstick. Yeah, that's a mess.
You that know, ruins everything.
No, it wears out. It washes out over time. I've done it so many times. I mean, it seems like it's always my clothes.
Yeah, you're the only one.
You know.
Is Wylene a chapstick person like you are?
No, but I always have chapstick on me. Mm-hmm. I went to a doctor's appointment the other day, and they had a bowl of candy with a couple chapsticks in there, and I snagged them. Anyway, the lady looked at me like, what the hell's wrong with you?
I'm like, you're like, I'm taking chapped. More than one.
It's chapped. So, yeah, anyway, I'm pretty much a stay-at-home, I don't know, what would you call it? I mean, stay-at-home moms. Yeah, stay-at-home spouse is what it is. So I have my duties that I have to get. I don't have to get done. I just do.
Okay, so what's on a normal day's list? Like things that you do every day? You know, you're like, I gotta have.
Well, I make her breakfast. I make sure she has her smoothie, and I cut up an apple. Okay, I make sure she has all of her stuff set out. I actually have learned to set all this stuff up before I go to sleep, so I can not think about it. Like, I got to get up and do that stuff. And I'm like a barista right now. So when she comes in there and tries to mess with my kitchen stuff, I got to kick her out. I say, what do? Go to Starbucks and walk behind the counter. Well, this is the counter. This is my gig. You go sit there, customer. And so I do that every day. And then lunchtime, make sure she has lunch. Sometimes I make that ahead of time, and then I'll put it in the fridge, just a special little lunch for her, so she's all good to go.
Does she eat at the office? Because I know sometimes she comes home.
She comes home.
Oh, every day?
It's rare that every day for the most part. Yeah, unless there's something going on. It's very rare that she doesn't come home unless she's super busy, but she'll always have a meal. Like today, I made sure I cut up some salad, and then I chopped up some chicken so she can have a chicken salad. How boring is this conversation?
Wait, so she really does come home every day for lunch?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she wants to see her man. Yeah, so we went a long time with having lunch together every day. And we still do. Except now I don't eat.
You just sit there and watch her?
I just sit there and watch. And
then after that, do you like it?
Then I have laundry that I have to do. And then I do dishes. Mm-hmm. Those go into the dishwasher. And then I have to, you know, put those away. And then I start preparing dinner at like 3 o'clock or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I like it to have it slow cooked, no matter what it is. Unless it's a burger or something. Yeah, that's nothing. I'm not starting that at 3. But if it's some fine dining, like some chicken soup or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Then yeah, absolutely. Starting that puppy at 3. That's what I do.
And do you use a slow cooker, or are you like oven roasting it? What are you doing?
Oven. I have a couple Dutch ovens and stuff that I use. I have a sous vide. I used that the other day.
Wow.
You want good broccoli? That's how you get good broccoli. That is
in a 100%, sous vide?
Oh, vegetables. It's 100%. You know, when you go to one of those really nice restaurants, and you get the broccoli or whatever, and you're like, oh my God, it's just so hot, but yet not mushy. It's crispy and it's delicious. Mm-hmm. That's how you get that. That's how you get that. So you put it at like broccoli at about 185 degrees and cook it for about 45 minutes in the water.
45 minutes?
Uh-huh. Yeah. If you go any lower, it's just going to be just as raw as you put it in there. It's a weird thing.
Time. Why don't you steam it? How it works? For like 3 minutes.
Because it's mushier. It just doesn't. It's not the same thing. There really is a difference between the two. Anyway, I just do a lot of prepare. We're talking about food again.
Always. Always. We can, anytime, we can find a way.
I need an edible or something.
I think that would just make you talk more about food. I don't think we need an edible. Yeah. I think we need you to have a meal before you get on here so you're not talking hungry.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my duties. And then at night, I just sit and watch TV or do whatever with her. And then she goes to sleep. And then I try to go to sleep. And then I wake up and repeat.
You guys are like an old married couple.
Uh-huh.
It's
not an old married couple thing. What? Why is that so old married couple? Because she we go to bed. Because we go to bed.
Chew first. Angry spit food at me. Good God. Can you go 45 minutes without shoving something in your mouth?
What are you talking about? I haven't eaten anything at all. Don't start. I'm eating candy. Leftover.
You guys have like a really sweet throwbacky relationship. Like the fact that like you guys have lunch together, like she comes home for lunch. That this reminds me of something in like the 1950s where it's like she comes home for lunch and you know, you guys have like these sweet homemade dinners and then you sit and watch TV together and then you go to bed at the same time. I like, it's just, it's sweet. Like I'm not making fun of it.
Insulting, it's insulting is what it is. And Wylene's listening right now to this.
Why is it insulting that it's sweet? I'm just saying,
you're an old couple. Why can't you just say some other thing outside of old?
Because that just reminds me of like my grandparents, where it's like they have that kind of like relationship where they're like, we do everything together. You're like, yeah, you do. Look at you guys. You guys are adorable. I think if you ask my kids what my husband and I do together, they'll be like, you sleep in the same bed? I'll be like, exactly. They think.
Yeah. And if you didn't want, I mean, if you had your choice, you wouldn't.
No, I just want a king size bed. I just want a king size bed. I just want some more room. That's all. I just want some space. I don't want to sleep in a separate bed than he does. I don't want to sleep in a separate room than him, but I would like a little more breathing room in the bed we've got. It feels tight. It feels a little constricted. And whenever I talk to any of my friends, they still can't believe that we have a queen size bed. They're like, what planet do you live on that you don't have a king size bed? I'm like, I live on planet budget, which apparently. Yeah.
Well, what is yours? It's not a full, it's a queen.
No, it's queen.
Okay. That's not bad.
It's not, but like once you sleep in a hotel king size bed, you notice there's a difference.
Yeah.
There is a difference. And it's like a gulf. I mean, once you've gone to the other side, once you've gone to the king size and try to go back to a queen, you're like, what are we doing? We're practically sleeping in a single at this point.
We wouldn't be able to do it. We have a king and we wouldn't be able to do it if we didn't have a king because we got two dogs that sleeps in the bed and there's just tons of room. I mean, I can roll around and Wiley's tiny too. So that helps as well. But yeah, a king is a necessity. And if Peter doesn't want to get a king, you should divorce him.
Yikes. You know, he listens to this show.
Both of our spouses are going to be very excited to listen today.
Why? That Wylene's a nice wife, that she's sweet.
You called her an old lady.
No, I said you guys have like an old person relationship.
I do everything to make sure that she's like the queen. And I'm the comedy. I'm the comedy. I dance. Oh my God. I do all the fun stuff.
The barista. Don't come on this side of the counter. She's like, listen. This is our house, which means it's our kitchen.
It is. Oh, God. All right. Hey, real quick. We do have another contest coming up.
Yes.
When do we want to announce that? Like right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's up on the website, bigpartyshow.com. It's D.L. Hughley. D.L. Hughley. He's going to be at the Holland. We got that going on. So if you want to get tickets, probably should have said this earlier, just go to bigpartyshow.com and just get signed up. That's all you got
to
do.
Register to be a party crasher. And go ahead and get signed up. We got two pair. So two lucky party crashes are going to win.
I'm trying to score these tickets to Bert Kreischer in Lincoln for you guys out there. He's the guy that's always has his shirt off, the comedian out there. So he's going to be out doing it. So, Bert Kreischer. I'm trying to get him. I'll let you guys know here soon. But we got tons of fun stuff coming up for sure. All right. So there you go. I don't even know where else to go. Let's talk more about food. What is this Facebook dating thing?
Oh, my God. So get a load of this. Don't know either, but like this was news to me.
Uh-huh.
So Facebook has a free dating option. Like it's part of Facebook, like just like Marketplace.
Yeah.
Facebook dating is like a free service that they have. But that's get a load thing. Of this. They have 21 million users. They have more people doing Facebook dating than Hinge. Hinge has 15 million. Facebook dating has 21 million. And the thing about Facebook dating is you can actually see what that person is interested in.
You can like, see their whole profile and everything
right.
like that.
You can see, oh, do we have friends in common? Do we have things in common? Like you get to see their Facebook profile. And so a lot of people, I mean, again, it's like over 30 tend to use this more than like the 20 somethings, but like people are using it and it's this like quiet user machine for Facebook. They're like, they've adapted into this new space and it's become something where, you know, not as many people, I mean, a lot of people still use Facebook, but as far as when it comes to like their big user engagement, Marketplace and dating are like the two tops.
Are the two big top ones,
yes.
huh?
I didn't even realize dating existed.
You mean dating and just in general?
No,
you sound like an old lady.
No, I'm saying Facebook. I didn't realize they had a dating.
I didn't either.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know. Like, when I read this article, I was like, they have a dating option?
Is it an actual?
No.
Yeah, here after this show,
we'll both be back on the market. People are like, whatever, mean and terrible. You're like, yep, that's us.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be a great podcast.
Mean and terrible. I think that is this podcast. I don't think we have to start a new one. Just need to rebrand this one.
So, is there any way of finding? How do you do that? How do you do the dating thing?
So I think it's
how does that work?
Like you go on the Facebook and like how you would find Marketplace, you would find dating. And they say it's used by a small portion of the app's 3 billion users, but it's grown. This is the thing. It's grown while other dating apps are struggling. They say users under the age of 30 having conversations through the dating on Facebook with Meta rose 7% last year.
Okay.
And they're saying that it's like starting to get, it's so interesting because other dating services are like, why are we declining? And Facebook's like, it's awesome. The origin, it's similar to like groups or Marketplace. They built the products around unintended, like it started off like it's just kind of like, yeah, let's see this. But I mean, I'm looking at it and you can match.
Are you actually on the dating page?
No, I'm looking at the article where it's showing.
Okay, because what I if anyone's listening and you're uninterested in it, it's simple. Just go to the search button up top, the little magnifying glass thing, and just put dating and then it pops up. And I'm looking at it right now. Welcome to Facebook dating. Get started. I won't push the get started button.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be getting in trouble. That's like the getting in trouble button.
Exactly. You're like, hey, you want to?
Yes.
So get a load of this. This is so cute. This guy, his name's Martin. He's 68. He said he used Facebook dating for about a year, and it's the only dating service he uses. He's had mixed success. Some users were trying to scam him like any other app, but he says it's become a daily habit and he gets swipes. And it's so
it is
funny.
A swipe thing. It is a swipe thing.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, like it's the same thing. He's like, you know, there's still What the one thing is that, you know, with a lot of the other apps, there are a lot of catfish, there's a lot of bots, things like that.
Yeah.
You tend to have less of that on Facebook. I mean, it still exists, but there tend to be less bots. So the nice thing about it is that there are people where it's like you can really find people that are like you near you. I just, the fact that Facebook has dating, I was like, what? That I just found that to be so wild. They introduced an AI matchmaker on Facebook called Meet Cute.
Meet Cute?
And it gives you one match a week. The goal is to reduce swiping fatigue. I guess the AI matchmaker will ideally get better over time as it learns more about you. But it's like an AI matchmaker, and Facebook dating has it. And you can invite other friends and do all that kind of stuff.
To team up? Why would you invite other friends?
To help you find people, like to help you find matches, like people who
I want to go on just to see how it works. I'd have to ask the sweet Wylene if that's okay.
I'm sure she's like, probably not.
I did push get started. My stomach started hurting, so I don't want to. And I pushed back and it said, are you sure? We're not done with you yet. I'm like, hey.
She's like, really? Is this what I'm coming home to lunch to today? Yeah, cheating with a bot.
With a bot. Yeah. So, yeah, Facebook dating.
I know.
Good. I mean, the reason why I want to get into it and look at it, mainly because I want to know, does it look like your regular Facebook page? So do you get to see all of those fun things? Because when I went to the get started, it said, let's start building your dating profile.
Okay.
And then I won't push the next. I won't push it next. I don't want to do it.
So the one that I'm looking at.
Who do you want to date? Men, women, or everyone? Everyone. Hello.
Everybody. All are welcome.
Who do you want to be friends with? It has a new friendship feature that lets you meet new people and see where it goes. Isn't that Facebook by itself? But maybe not. Maybe Facebook is its own. I just need to post stuff and be seen. And get mess. You can get messages without swiping. Get matches without swiping. Meet cute. Oh, that's the Meet Cute.
Meet cute is the AI. So they give you one match a week.
Okay.
And so people who don't want to rely on an AI matchmaker, Facebook dating last year started letting people invite their friends on Facebook to be their matchmakers. So a friend can take over swiping duties based on what they think would be a good match for you. So you can say, you know what? I'm not good at this, but I know that Party is really good at this and he knows me. So he would get a better idea. So will you do it for me? That kind of thing.
So I go on and
right. And you're like, you know, that person would be good for Molly. And it might not be somebody that I would swipe on for myself, but you know me well enough where you would be like, this is a good person. I think this would be a good match.
You know, that's a great idea. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, growing up, you know, we've all gone through our relationships and dating like that and had those friends that constantly have bad relationships or just things that don't work. There's just not a match. So I always used to tell people, and especially my friend, you know, I would say, look, dude, a lot of times what we're doing is that person that maybe should be good for you was right in front of you, but you're looking over her shoulder at something else.
Yeah.
So stop doing that and just look right in front of you because that person's right there. Yeah, because a lot
sometimes
of times
it takes
we reach
a friend. Yeah, but sometimes
to
it
say
takes
that.
A friend to
yeah.
point that out, you know, like,
yeah, and that's
here,
what I would do.
Person.
Uh-huh. I mean, obviously your friend's not going to be like, I mean, a real friend wants that your friend to be happy in a relationship, not just find some hot chick that's not good for you, you know. So I think that's a great idea to have your friends jump in there.
Yeah, I think it's neat. I mean, for friends that it opens up the dating pool, you know, because we all have matchmaker friends, somebody who's like, I've got just the person for you. You're like, oh, no.
Believe me.
Or
believe
you know,
me.
I don't know what the flip side of that coin is. Hey, who is that guy you were with the other day, that friend of yours? And they're like, no, like, I'm not introducing you. You are a toxic person and I am not letting you anywhere near that sweet, sweet man. I'd be like, what are you talking about? I can be trusted. You should totally introduce me to Chuck. And they're like, no, Chuck's nice. Chuck's looking for a wife. You are looking for fun. They're like, oh, what?
Yeah, but I mean, was she good looking? I mean, was she a catch? Was she just, is she a black widow? She just wanted to have a little fun and then move on.
No, I'm talking about me, like where I would go to like a friend of mine and be like, hey, who was that guy that you were at the bar with last week? He was hanging out.
Oh, they would say that to you.
Yeah, and they're like, I'm not introducing you. They're like, come on.
Oh, talking about you. Okay.
Please.
I can see that.
And they're like, no.
Uh-huh.
He's a he's nice. Like, I'm nice.
Guy. Yeah, you are. Nice for one
until
night.
Until I'm not nice. Yeah. And then
it's awful. So Facebook dating. Good luck, people. Get out there. This is cuffing season right now.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Uh-huh. It has started. So you guys should be shopping. You should be doing what you're doing to try to get that warm body next to you for the next cold winter months. And then when spring comes around, yay. Go back to being a single loser.
Wow.
I'm
now
sorry.
Now who's the one who's like, I don't want to introduce you to him. He is mean. He's mean.
What's you mean the name like of this when podcast?
He's like when he's mad? You're like, no, he's just mean, even in a good mood. He's just mean.
I say it in an endearing, funny way. Mm. Yes. I don't look at people as losers. You know, if I call you a loser.
What other lies are we telling to the show today? I don't do that.
Well, hey, are you ready for some deep thoughts?
Oh, I love them. Yeah.
This is Deep Thoughts with Dude Bra.
We mop with a mop, but we don't broom with a broom. Like, we sweep with a broom, but if you told me to broom with a broom, it'd sound crazy. But we rake with a rake, shovel with a shovel. We mow with a mower. We drill with a drill. We hammer with a hammer. But then we bake cookies and cook bacon and then sweep with a broom instead of brooming with a broom.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Again.
Brooming with a broom. Go broom the kitchen.
What was the guy about? 21. He goes 11. What was that guy that he was so? Why did we call it? What was that? Gosh,
yeah,
that
there was
a good point
one.
As well. 9, 10, 11. I don't remember. Somebody, I don't know.
It was, it was like, why don't we say 10-1, 10-2, 10-3? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like, we do 21, 22, 23, but yeah. Instead. You know,
I thought it was
in
something like that. I don't feel like
43.
I'm getting it right. Yeah, but I don't feel
it was
I'm
something.
It.
But yeah. Go date
like
somebody.
One teen, two teen, three teen, 14. I mean, I can't remember.
Would you ever date again?
I mean, I hope
I don't think
ever
I
have
would.
To.
Well, I'm not. We're not saying you have to. You're going to have to. I'm just asking if that's something that you miss or you would do again. I don't think I would.
I know a lot miss of. It.
I know a lot of guys that are done dating and, you know, they're older guys and stuff, but
they're with someone or they're just alone and they're like, I can't.
Yeah. They just don't want to do it anymore. You know, and there's a lot of women out there that don't want to date either because it's just not fun. Trying to hunt down that mate, you know? So I don't know if I would ever do it. I mean, I took a break before I met the sweet Wylene. I didn't date and I wasn't really a dater anyway. You know, I didn't date. I go on dates.
Oh,
it's not my thing. That's not my thing. I don't even know how to go on a proper date.
Really?
To me, it's like a movie. Yeah. What do? Let's go have dinner and talk. And then we'll go to a movie and then we'll go into, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've gone on my fair share of first dates.
Yeah.
Second dates. But then that's like, you can't really go past two dates unless you're planning on going past two dates.
What do you mean by that? With the same
person.
If you're
going to go on a third date, like it's kind of
with the same
like,
person, right?
Yes.
Saying, with the same person.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Saying first date, second date. Yeah, it would be the same person. By the time you're getting to the third date, you're sort of like, hey, I'm sticking around. Like three dates, that's... I mean, date two is almost like, unless date one was a complete... trash can fire, Date two is just ironing out the wrinkles. You're just circling back. You're like, okay, date one, because not all first dates go great. And, you know, sometimes people are nervous, or sometimes you're nervous, or sometimes they've had a day and you can't cancel, but you've had a day, but then like you're not coming in the right headspace, but you don't want to be a flake. You know, yeah. Stuff happens. There's life. So then you have the second date. But once you start getting to third date territory, now you're kind of like, hey, what's your middle name? You know what I mean? Like, you're kind of investing in somebody.
Oh, my God. That is a good first date question, Molly. I've never once even thought about asking somebody their middle name during a date.
What's Wylene's middle name?
Rochelle.
Ooh, that's really pretty.
Yeah, she's got good names.
Rochelle.
I know everything about Wylene. I know shoe size. I know everything about Wylene.
Except where Wylene came from. That you can't tell
us. Except for the name. Yeah, there we go.
Exactly. I know everything about her. What's Wylene? Why and lean? You're like,
pfft. Yeah.
No, but third dates get kind of tricky. Because third dates kind of are, you're sort of saying, all right, you know, I mean,
yeah,
you've made it past the initial interview. We're bringing you in, you know? So now all of a sudden you're like,
so the third date's the golden date.
Yeah. Third date is sort of the make or break. Because if there's a fourth date, now you're getting into like, I know where you live.
Oh. So you're staying the night on the fourth date.
No, that but like sense. Maybe they're walking you home. You know what I mean?
Walking
like,
you home. Okay.
I lived in the city. Somebody would walk you home. Like you would take a cab and they'd make sure you'd get in okay. But like date one and date two, you're like, I'm taking my own cab. Like you don't get to know where I live. Like I'll tell you the general area. Like I live in Dundee. But like you don't get to know that I live at 50th and Underwood. You know what I mean? Like
doors unlocked. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
And I always leave that key underneath the planter. You know, like that's... That's getting,
that's I've had, risky, I've Molly. Had that's day really five, sketchy day people. Five. Well, I'm sure.
As a woman.
Hey, there she is right here. Come over here, Wylene.
Oh my God, the sweet Wylene.
Come over here. Where did, oh you got talking God. To the microphone. Where does your name come from? It's a split.
It doesn't really, they wanted a W name because my oldest brother had the same first initial as my dad. My second oldest brother had the same first initial as my mom, and then they had Wade, so they wanted a W as a girl. And yeah, and I guess after I was born, my mom said, how about Wylene? And my dad's like, I am not naming her Wylene. And then when she, then after that, he's like, well, I guess that's the only thing that fits.
There it
is. But where's Told Wylene? You. But I mean, that's like, it's just made up?
Just made up.
Really?
No family name, no.
Look at your mom like pulling that. Off on the fly. I love it. She's like, Wylene.
I know it's funny because I looked up on Facebook Wylene because I was going to tag her on something. Mm-hmm. And another Wylene popped up. It was the really? Strangest thing because I thought like I tell people, there's only one sweet Wylene and this is her. So I told you I knew how it came about. That's exactly what I said.
Is that exactly what you said?
No. Not even close. You'll listen to the podcast and you'll be able to find it unless he decides to edit it out.
Facebook has a dating. They're doing Facebook dating and I was going to go on there and research it.
Really?
Never mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll be sure to ask Peter too. I bet I'll get a really... I'll be like, go ahead, babe.
Exactly. All right, we're going to get out of here. Make sure you go on the website and try to win some tickets to D.L. Hughley. So that's pretty sweet. And then, and then wherever you're listening, do us a favor. This is the 101th episode. Now we're just going to count it up from there. Make sure you rate, review, like, and share, and give the world and let them know where we're at. We really would appreciate that. Go Big Red. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.